Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Happy Father's Day. Everybody out there, happy, happy Father's Day. Father's Day, fathers that are here, fathers that are gone, fathers that are about to be made or coming in. All the fabulous masculine energy out there that makes up fathers. And happy Father's Day to our producer, Stephen, who saved me again this morning because Blog Talk can't get its act together. I'm over it. Dear God, maybe you'll have to follow me to another station. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, I want to get right to it because I want to get as many calls as we can today in. So I'm going to be running here. All right. Again, the channel wants us to direct our temporal lobes to accept all possibilities and miracles and know that they make sense. It makes total sense, brain, that I create miracles in my life all the time. This makes sense to me. I accept it as normal. That's my direction to all energy and all my energy and my brains existing anywhere, my mind existing anywhere, claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. They want to make balance, and my gosh, the last webinar on joy, you think you understand joy? Well, we understand it in a whole different way, don't we? After that webinar. Wow. I'm so pleased for those of you that joined us. We really got some insight. But they want to make the subject of today's show balance again. We understand why balance is so important. Balance is like the zero point, right? If you want to create, you have to create from a place of balance so that you're in choice. All right, so what they want us to know is when we are in the state of balance, that is the state that our electrical signal must go out from, okay? And if we're not in balance, we are not cognizant, conscious, choosing in a conscious way the thoughts and the feelings that we really want to send out. And we go into the whole way that works and why that's so important in the How to Choose Joy About Anything webinar. So just know that the state of balance equals the electrical signal that you're sending out, that the universe must answer, okay? You're a radio, guys, and you're sending out a signal, and you want that radio station to play in your life. Number two, you must be in balance to know. Now, you know the state of knowing. I love it in Ramtha's white book. It says the biggest sinful statement you can make is I don't know. Because when you say I don't know, the only thing that can be delivered to you is more not knowing. So especially if you feel like you don't know, you have to say I know in order for your brain to open up and bring in the answers. Just like you have to say, I am wellness, for your body to find wellness instead of sickness. So I know brings in the state of balance. You must be in balance to create all possibilities. Because if we are not in balance, we are in reaction. And reaction is limitation and fear from past experiences, past lives, past non-creation, past unconscious creation. So we must be in balance to create that state of all possibilities. And all possibilities, the state of all possibilities, is where all miracles reside. Please remember, this whole work is based on I am that I am, which comes down to you are whatever you define yourself to be. And you must be in balance to choose the self-definition that you want. The definition, I am divine love, creates balance, which is why they use it to balance out all the work that we're doing. Then, right literally, right before the show, they took me to genetic relationships. Now, this is energy, belief systems, thought patterns that are passed down to us within relationships. And I want to remind you, you're in relationship with yourself. You're in relationship with money. You're in relationship with your body, with other people, with the world, with the creation process itself, right? You're in relationship to everything. They're not just talking about love relationships here. They want us to be aware of redirecting all limiting genetic definitions of ourself. And some of the examples they gave me is, well, my family is, and therefore I am. Or it runs in my family. Or I come from a family who is poor or abusive. Or all of those are I am statements that are going to keep creating more of that. That's also how they've explained it, is letting go of your story. And we've talked about that a lot. But this takes our understanding even further. And they took me to core belief number 20 on our sheets. If you don't have the sheets and you're interested in obtaining the sheets, you will want to order the Balance podcast at imdwallace.com. So the core belief is, when I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. And how that's showing up in a lot of our lives right now is, whenever I value myself and come forward for myself and start doing the things I want to do and making the money I want to make, I have a belief that somewhere I have to go into fear and doubt because of my past stories or my belief systems. I have to combine the two somehow, which always keeps me in fight or flight, which definitely is not the definition that we want. So let's see what the positive would be. When I value myself, I know I come forward and support myself in all my positive beliefs and expectations all the time, and so does all energy come in and support me in that. And so it is. I am divine love. Yep, so all that's balanced now. Okay, I want to remind everybody this next weekend I'm going to be in Florida for the Reignite Your Light weekend. And they get a pencil and a piece of paper if you're there or around there or want to come and you need some kind of scholarship. I have a phone number that they've given me, 561-704-8634. One more time, 561-704-8634. They don't want to turn anybody away. It's just a kick butt weekend, guys. You're going to love it. And Gabrielle's book, Eat, Pray, FML, is coming out June 27th. You will be getting an email. I am graciously offering everybody the little child experience for free, which is $147 value. All you have to do is take a picture of the order or take a picture of you with a book, and I will be happy to gift you that incredible on-camera program that we have. All right, we be going to the calls. Hang on. All right, we're going to start with Jean in Cape Cod. What's up?
Hi, Gee. Thanks for taking my call. Recently, I've been up to Boston twice to see surgeons who do minimally invasive surgery on backs. And I've had a chronic back problem for years, and I've always just gone to a chiropractor. But in the last 3 years, it's actually affecting my gait and weakness in my arms. And I feel like I've gone to the right doctors. I'm headed for the right procedure. But it's very stressful for me to drive from Cape Cod all the way up there.
That's not what the stress is about. That's what your mind is telling you about, that it's about, Jean. But it's this
what?
Is a perfect example of what they just gave you. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. So when I value myself and take the steps that I really need so that I feel great in this world, I have to abandon myself by creating stress and anxiety around what I have to do to create this.
What can I do?
Well, no, you don't. And now, you've been with this work a long time. You have a choice. You have a choice how to, what perspective to own about that trip, don't you?
Yeah. The last two visits, I drove an hour and 15 minutes to my daughter's, and she brought me. But last week when I was coming, last week there was a horrendous rainstorm the whole way, and driving home it was horrible and I was exhausted afterwards. That's
okay.
I got
okay, Jean. So, and I've already asked and I've already gotten the answer. You absolutely could stay. You have the money and you could have made the choice to stay in a overnight motel somewhere.
Well, we did for the first visit because it was so early the next morning, and we did that.
Okay. Could have done it in the rain, too. I know it's a financial – I know it's not a burden, but a financial consideration. But right now, you have to value yourself and ask yourself, what can I do for me that's going to make this the easiest and the most joyful process since I've chosen to do this, and it's going to create freedom in my life. I want the process to be freedom also. And that's that's your invitation. And you know, guys, they want you to understand that it is life on a physical plane. How you choose to deal with it through your perspectives and your self-love makes all the difference in what it is, in what your experience is. So, yes, my brother committed suicide. How am I going to handle it? I have many choices about how I'm going to handle that. And I was very conscious to choose to allow myself to grieve and go to work and do what I needed to do and come home and grieve and talk with my family and help them all through it and get up and go back to work. That was my choice. And I was remembering when my father committed suicide, I got up the next morning and I said, Mom, can I please go to school? Because even back then, I knew I had to get on with my life. And the easiest way for me to deal was to not succumb, but to keep creating and going. So I want you to sit down and go, the drive is easy. The drive, I just soar up there. You know, I'll get a book on tape that I've been wanting to hear for a long time. Maybe I'll put on Dee's Conscious Creation and listen to some of the basics again. I'm going to use this time to positively get my energy and my body set for this freedom trip that I'm taking here. Now, you can feel, everybody feel into the difference of those two perspectives. All right, sweetheart? And by the way, they want you to know you're making the right decision for your freedom.
That was my next question.
Yep.
I believe I chose the right doctors, the right place.
Everything is in alignment, and you have been guided, by the way, all the way. You have been guided because in one form or another, Jean, they're saying you asked.
I did.
And when you asked, they came.
Okay.
And that's what we all have to have faith in right now. Faith, as big as a grain of a mustard seed, if you believe in you, the God of you, that your direction is answered, it is. Okay, baby? So
thank
good
you
on
so you.
Much. Yeah,
thank
take
you.
This, make this a joyous trip, honey. It's your freedom. And
okay.
We love you. Okay,
all
you
right.
Bet. All righty. We're going to Iris, yes, in Philadelphia. Hi, honey.
Hey, Dean. I feel really plugged into to work. I've been doing the work. I've been balancing. And something happened the other night that I wasn't directly involved. I was kind of like on the outside. But it really
okay, so Iris, I'm sorry to interrupt, but there,
mm-hmm.
When you said they're saying you're doing the work, my pendulum went to no. Because they want you to get more clear about directing. So in the question that you are about ready to ask, when I say you directed what you wanted, I get a no. Now tell me what it's about so we can talk about it.
I guess the question is, why was I so plugged in to what? You know, and some like coworkers started fighting, and there's kind of a little bit of lack of organization. But I don't know
well,
why.
Well, you get plugged in, guys. We get plugged in, and we go into reaction when we forget that we're in charge of our own energy. When we forget that we're the directors, we forget that we're the creators, and so. What did that plug you into that reminds you of your dad or your dad and your mom?
I don't know. It's a very surprising question.
Well, let's say we do know.
Okay.
Say I do know.
I do know.
Okay. There was something in that exchange that happened that put your little girl in fear from a sense memory that she witnessed when she was little with her parents.
When I was little, my dad really had a temper. He doesn't anymore, but I think that that's what it's, yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so go back and be that little girl. When your dad had that temper, what was her fear?
That she'd be, like, annihilated.
Yeah. And that's what you get to heal now, because you know you're in control. You know you're safe and secure in this world. And they did you a really big favor by bringing that forward, that you hadn't dealt with that yet in your little child. Usually,
yeah,
when we go into that much reaction, it's always
mm-hmm.
our little child, guys.
Yeah.
So how do you balance it, Iris?
I claim the symbol of formula, the violet flame, the golden light. Balance it.
I am. Divine
I am
love.
Balanced. I am
That's,
divine love. Okay.
Yeah. Now, it's nice that you remember the claim, the whole entire claim. But guys,
yeah,
all you have to do is fall into your heart and go, okay, my intention is to balance everything around this. I am divine love. Because you see, when you say, I am divine love doesn't have fear. Divine love lets go of it doesn't bring any stories with it. It's just pure love. Accepting love, creating love. So if you want to make it simple, I am divine love. That's who I am. And bring all of that into balance for me now. The energy has to answer that. Do you understand?
Yeah.
All right. Good. You learned something today. Stay conscious now and do it. All right?
Awesome. Thanks, Dee. Love you.
You bet. You bet. All right, Miss Justine in Pennsylvania. Hi, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Let me just say quickly that all of the guidance that I've followed from your work has led me to this place that I am now. And the place that I am now is getting ready to kind of like push me out in the public eye locally, on a local level. So,
okay. Thank you, first of all, Justine. And secondly, they're saying nothing has to push you. Choose to walk out into the light.
Yes.
Do you feel into the difference in those words?
Absolutely. And,
okay.
And the reason why I use the word push is because with all the balancing that I've done on the inside, the last place to be affected is the outside. So for me to be aesthetically appealing, and I'm not so much worried about other people, but for myself, to be comfortable with myself, I would like to get my body in balance. I would like the top half of my body to match the bottom half of my body.
So basically what you're saying is what your body looks like.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Are you taking steps to address that?
Always and forever, yes.
I get that. So why is it that you can't accept your body the way it is?
Well, you know what? I've gone that route with my Reiki teacher, and I said, is it just a matter of finally coming to a place of acceptance that this is the way I am and just deal with it? But it's just not okay with me.
So can you explain to me exactly in one sentence what it is? Because they're saying this is a big past life thing. So
it's basically just all the extra, the jelly belly, the stuff that accumulates around the middle that kind of overflows and makes my bottom half. Yeah.
So guys, that is usually, and I know a lot of people on the show are probably dealing with this in one way or another. As thin as I am, I deal with it also. And it's largely about cortisol, that place around our tummies and our diaphragms that we want less of. And it's mainly due to cortisol, and cortisol comes from fight or flight, from your adrenals, and stress. So the less amount of stress you can put yourself in, and that means balance. The more balanced you can be, the less stress you are in, the less cortisol you have to deal with, and the more that can fall away. But they're also saying, Justine, you know, there are exercises that help that. And when I say you're doing them, I get a no.
No, I have a rowing machine down in my basement. It's just a matter of getting it set up and using it now.
Yeah, see, so that's like saying I want to be an actress, but I'm not going to go to an audition.
Yes.
If you want your body to look like something, guys, put in the time that and the exercise that you know. So again, I was wondering when they gave me this. I kept saying, "What the hell are you giving me this core belief for?" This is another example of when I value myself, I have to abandon myself. So I'm valuing myself by doing this work and getting myself into alignment and getting ready to walk out that door, and then I abandon myself by going, oh yeah, but I don't look like what I want to look like.
Right.
Well, neither did Roseanne, but she had a hit show. Look at McCarthy. She's one of the biggest actresses we have right now. Because they didn't allow the talents that they had to be harbored at home and not shared because of their self-judgment of how they looked. I've worked with this with Gabrielle, my daughter, for years. And dear God, she's gorgeous and she's beautiful. But the focus is all on what the outside looks like and how she's being judged.
Yes,
so,
in your industry especially. So,
well, in life, guys, let's face it, in life, we're just a world that loves to judge each other now. And, you know, with judgment comes non-creation. So, there are two pieces of advice I can give you today, Justine. They would like somebody to test your cortisol levels and your adrenals.
Okay.
And because there's a little adrenal fatigue going on, and that can help what you're addressing. And the past life stuff is all about judgment. So subconsciously you're going, if I walk out that door, I'm ready to walk out that door, but if I walk out that door, I'm going to be judged. And your weight around your middle is just what your mind is using to represent judgment.
Okay.
So it's the judgment, and there's 23 lifetimes of judgment that this is representing. And they want you to know you have held yourself back in every single one of them because of some kind of judgment. Don't do it this lifetime. This is your opportunity to put it down. Say, screw it. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to share from my heart what I have to share.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah, because what you're wanting to share really doesn't have to do with how you look, does it?
No, not at all.
So whenever this comes up, this is your past life stuff going, yeah, I hear you, but this lifetime I'm walking out there and I'm doing this. And I know that I'm received and I am honored and I am respected, and people look at me and go, all they see is what I'm giving them. Okay?
That feels great. Yes, thank you.
Yep. I am divine love. Boy, that served everybody. Thank you so much for bringing that in, Justine. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to Maria in San Francisco. And then I'm going to see if we... Good morning, darling. What's up?
Thank you. So there was a couple things. One thing is we're making a international trip to deal with my mother's passing. So I knew when I was going to leave, but all of a sudden I don't feel confident in the dates that I was kind of thinking of. I feel I need to leave earlier and go on my own to start, but that would change how I would overlap with the family going, and I can't seem to choose a ending date. I don't feel comfortable staying longer.
Okay,
anymore.
Again, when I value myself, I have to abandon myself. I'm like floored that they gave me this right before the call started, and I really didn't understand, but boy, I sure get it now, because this and this is also the feminine fighting the masculine in honor of Father's Day. So you got the divine hit. You said, oh, this is when I'm going to go. And then you doubt. And then you question. And then you get overwhelmed and you get all kerflummoxed. This is the pattern, right, Maria?
Yeah, well, we had to do some things in person, possibly together. And it was always about going towards after the end of summer, and because of the weather it's too hot, but all of a sudden I felt I should go earlier and just go take care of myself, but I was not going to stay a month anymore. Instead, it was going to be 3 weeks, which would coincide with them arriving.
Okay.
And then me leaving.
They're saying stick to the original plan.
The original plan going together around.
Yep. Stick to the original plan. Because you just take yourself down into a rabbit hole. You make the decision from your knowing really quickly, and then you abandon your power and your strength and yourself by doubting. Commit to the original plan and go. That's their advice. All right, baby?
Even though it feels good to go earlier and just relax myself and just finally actually take time for me?
You can take time for you anywhere at any time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's really not what it's about. It's more an aversion to the family. And you've got to deal with this family stuff, Maria. Because every time you call, it keeps coming up, this aversion. Or you trying to plan you working around them. Okay? It's for your highest good to put a lot of stuff down by sticking to the original plan. All right,
okay.
Baby. There's your answer. I am divine love. And so it is. All righty. Let me see. I'm scrolling here to see if we've got any... I do not see any guys yet on my thing for Father's Day. What is up with that? Jennifer in Indianapolis, you're on.
Hello, Dee. This has been a great show. Hi.
Thank you.
So, it's wonderful. Every point is coming right at me. So including the DNA and holding on to old patterns from the family and trying, you know, staying in balance. Right now, I feel better than I have in 30 years. And
woo-hoo!
I just have this, yes, just awesome. And now I just want to really excel in my purpose. I'm just trying, I am working on pulling that together. And I would just love a little guidance from the channel about
Okay, let's start with I absolutely know my purpose.
I absolutely know my purpose. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, guys, again, I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face till you get it. You have to say what you want in order to get what you want. That's what the definition that we're talking about is all about. God said, I am that I am. I am saying I am God, so I am God. So,
got it.
I absolutely know my purpose. I know what gives me joy. I know how to serve and make money. I know it. So what's coming up, Jennifer?
What's coming up is this has happened to me over and over again in my life, where I
That's
get
because
really...
you have a belief that's created it happening. We all understand
yes.
that, right? The belief
right.
comes first. Okay, keep going.
So the belief, that's what I'd really like to pinpoint is that belief because
that keeps happening?
I'll get really close to the point of succeeding and then the bottom will fall out.
Oh, let's do that. I'd love to do that for me too. Okay.
Yes.
So we absolutely know and claim that we know the highest belief. It is a belief. Yes, it's a belief and a belief pattern that is creating this. Sheets, book, give me a song.
I've been working on the railroad all the
okay.
live long day.
All the live long day.
Yeah, that'd be the
yeah. I've been working on the railroad
okay.
just to pass the
time
away. Yeah, okay. So what that's all about is I didn't choose to work on the railroad. I'm stuck working on the railroad. It's boring working on the railroad. I don't have a choice to work on the railroad. This is just something I have to laboriously struggle through to create my life. Now, again,
that doesn't sit in my heart. I feel like I can break past that.
Okay. And we, all of us that are in this community, feel that way, Jennifer, me included. And
yeah.
if the channel's bringing it up, that means there's some little tiny corner somewhere. And that's because we asked how to break through that pattern. Ask and you receive. Okay.
Okay,
so let's find out, because this is big past life stuff, especially for women, they're saying. We've just always had to do what we were given to do. That was our job in society. Literally only since the last 30 years, and you're even seeing our rights being taken away from us now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But not until the last 30 years did women have any power at all for eons and eons and eons and eons.
And
okay?
Could it be that this masculine energy that seems to, you know, this I don't know a better word, but maybe struggle in power is all about still trying to push that down. It was the balance between masculine and feminine, the masculine still trying to, you know, no, I'm not talking about
absolutely.
Anyone in particular.
And the masculine
yeah.
is within us. It's our masculine, not a masculine outside of us. It's all those sense memories within us that say, no, you're a secondhand citizen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Yeah.
spot on.
And
yeah.
That takes a lot of our power because we're fighting ourselves. So now they want to show you where it started in this lifetime, Jennifer. Woof! Hold on. Ooh. I'm like flying on the phone here. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
I'm going blank. Wedding Singer. That's weird. Okay.
Okay, well, what's The Wedding Singer? There are two guys that keep crashing weddings and having a damn good time doing it. But I can't remember. What's the original reason they were crashing all these weddings?
I think he falls for the girl who is with someone else. The main character falls for the gal that
the
gal that – yeah.
But originally – it just came to me. They're crashing weddings for all the free food and booze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why else?
Well, let me tell y'all. And okay, I got to say up front, if my Baptist preacher comes out, take a breath, because this is a big freaking deal to me now. Now that we've gotten to this part, because guys. Life isn't free.
Right.
Life is an exchange of energy. And so whatever you get, you better believe you're going to give if you're going to keep giving. So, So Jennifer.
Yes.
First of all, they want you to be clear. And you see, we have a theme going on here now. What do you have to give? What do you want to give? Can you answer that?
I have a lot of interesting and sometimes random skills that can really help people move forward, whether it's in business or relationships or whatever it may be.
Okay. So they're saying, A, they're not random. B, put them together in a program.
Okay.
You can and will stand out as an individual that's offering something that really nobody else is offering. But you haven't defined that as your purpose, because it didn't come from giving. It came from, well, what can I do for me? How can I define me? And instead of what rocks my boat, what do I love? What, you know, what makes me happy? Well, I've got all these ways I can help people, but they're all random. No, they're not random. They're random until you put them into one program. And they're cohesive. Do you understand?
I do. I really
okay,
do.
0 through 5, 5 through 10, 10 through 15. Around 10 years old with your dad, I believe it was something that he modeled to you. Well, and we're going back to the core belief. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. What happened to him around 9, 10, 11 years old. Do you remember?
What happened to him when I was that age? Or
yes, that you witnessed.
That I witnessed. 9, 10, 11. Well, no, I guess I was about 6 or 7.
That's okay. Don't worry about the age.
Yeah.
What came up?
I think he always was upset that he didn't go back to being an entrepreneur and ended up going into the corporate field.
Okay. And so if you're 10 years old and you're looking at your dad and going, God, he really wanted to live his purpose, but I see he had to be safe and go into the corporate world. So that's the way you do things. So then how can you ever get in touch with your passion, baby?
Right.
Because that little girl is going, no, I can't let you know passionately what you want to do because you got to do something that makes sense.
Spot on, Dee. Yep.
Okay. So let's balance that for all of us. I am divine love. I live my purpose, and then my purpose makes sense all the time. So it is. But I want to talk. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you so much
for
bringing that in. That was awesome. I want to talk about this free thing, guys, because it's kind of a bee in my bonnet. I pride myself, I do, in service first and always making everything that I do affordable for everybody. Payment plans if they need to. I hold my prices down. My training is $600. Most people's are over $2,000. And yet, every single solitary time, I get 6 to 10 emails about, well, I think you're charging too much. And, could I have this for free? And a myriad and sundry other ways of, I don't want to play the game of an even exchange with my money. And then they wonder why they have problems with their money or why their business isn't selling, because that's not the way the energy works. And whenever, I want you to know, whenever I get an inquiry like that, I sit down, I get out of my head, I go into the channel and I go, okay, is it in their highest good that I gift them or help them financially to secure this product? And it's about half and half. Half the time I get yes, half the time I get no. A lot of the times I get no, D. They've got to learn. This is a game with them where they always step forward. Or I'll tell you what else, and I know who it is, because we keep really good electronic records. There are two or three people who always contact me and say, I wasn't happy with this program after they've looked at it, after they've downloaded it, and I would like a refund. And I go, no, sorry, because I know the worth of the program. And this has happened two other times with you, so now I got the pattern. And guys, if you're one of those people in any way, in any part of your life that do that, that want an unfair exchange for what you're getting, you've got to know that you've got to address that first if you want to make any difference in your financial life, period. All right, there was my Baptist preacher for this Sunday's Father's Day. We're going on to Lena in Oklahoma. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hey, Dee. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out
there. Thank you.
I've found this, well, couple of things. One, the masculine feminine that we've been talking about.
Yep.
That, I've noticed that's been coming up.
That's all about balance, which is what this show is about. When the masculine and the feminine are in balance separately, and then they come together in balance and create, then all creation is possible.
Yeah, because I was going to say I created last year, or started birthing boy energies, which turned into masculine energies. But I noticed...
I don't understand that statement.
I guess... I don't know how to explain it.
We're not talking about physical men and women. We're talking about the masculine energy and the feminine energy, which is in all of us. Okay. So when I speak of masculine, feminine, I'm speaking of the masculine energy within you and the feminine energy within you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly what I mean yet, other than I've been noticing around certain situations with men that it's showing up within my physical being with impressions. And it's just, it's strange.
Well, Lena, all I can tell you is when you get yourself in balance and clarity about what you want, the energy has to match that. Right now, you are overbalanced with the masculine energy. You're not trusting your feminine divine guidance. And you will attract people then that represent that, so you can become very clear that that's not what you want.
Yes. Thank you for that.
Right.
That's what I've been attempting to say.
So we're going to come forward, all of us, and direct that all the masculine energy of us, all the feminine energy of us, are in total balance, and that they come together and work in total balance to create the desires of our heart. I am divine love around all of that, and so it is. All right, good. That was awesome. We even talked about that on the Joy webinar, too, so thank you for bringing that up again, baby. All righty, we're going to Karen in Toronto. Hey, you. What's up?
Hello, Dee. Love you.
I love you, too.
I just get so much joy out of your webinar, and you're so beautiful. And just the people that you attract are it's just a beautiful
They're awesome,
community.
Huh? Yes, you
so
guys
awesome.
Are. You're awesome.
It's so
Thank
nice
you,
to
Karen.
See the faces to the voices, so it's awesome. I have a beautiful 23-year-old daughter, and she is struggling. And I'm just wondering if the channel can give me any advice how I can help her, because I'm really concerned for her.
Well, let's just, first of all, you have to stay in your knowing that she's whole, complete, and perfect, because right now there's kind of a definition that she's screwed up. Okay? Don't want to give her that definition.
No.
Or you can say to her, you're whole, complete, and perfect, and this is all working out. That's the highest thing you can do. But I want to know what the core is of her struggle. That's the highest question. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
On Golden Pond.
Okay. Is there, well, there is some kind of disharmony between, yes, it's between you and her. What's the disharmony? This is also, okay, oh, dear God, I'm glad I asked that. Okay, this is about past lives that you have lived together. Now they're taking me to a core belief. This page here, 1, 2, 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so talk to me because they're saying you will resonate with that about her. It's okay,
Uh-oh.
Baby. Everybody does that one time or another
yeah.
on the show. So.
It did feel so deep, Dee. So that's why I asked, because it was feeling bigger than I could possibly imagine. And we both feel it, like all the skills I've learned have allowed me to stand in my power and be calm to help guide her through. And
yes, and she has to learn that she's got to create herself. But
yes.
She feels like she's not supposed to be doing that. See, and they're showing me, well, it looks like almost medieval times, or 17, 16. Anyway, she's in shackles. Her arms are in shackles. Her legs are in shackles. And that's metaphorically, she's got to drop those shackles from other lifetimes and also from her belief system that she's not supposed to be here. She's supposed to be here because she chose to be here. Only the great souls come into embodiment. You think this is easy?
No.
This is freaking not easy, right?
She's supposed to be here.
She belongs in her power and in her own creation. Okay?
Wow. She had an epiphany last week, and she called me. She goes, I have an epiphany. I'm supposed to be here to help others. And I went, yeah. Right?
Yep. Okay, good.
And then she said, listen to those words.
And she's breaking through already. So,
that's awesome.
You know, just, and you can. You can share with her the vision they gave me. Some part of her is going to remember this, by the way, of her being in that kind of dungeon place with those shackles on. Just tell her, just wiggle her arms and legs, the shackles fall right off. They're not on there anymore except in her illusion. And she's right on. She's supposed to be here to serve others.
Yes.
And take the shackles off and get going.
And
has
it had to do with the PCOS that she was told she was diagnosed with?
That what?
She was told she has PCOS.
I don't know what that is. What is PCOS?
Polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Uh-huh.
So she's in severe pain with it. I think it's endometriosis also.
Well, yeah, so and all that's around being born. All of it. So it's fixable, but energetically, she has to allow herself to be born.
Okay.
Okay,
wow.
Baby.
Beautiful.
I am divine love around all of that. I love you, Karen. Thank you.
I love you too, Dee.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe this show. And we're over, even. So let's say it again. I'm so sorry, guys. I want to get to so many people today. I'm looking at the names, so I will try and take you first next week if I can remember. And I will remember. I can remember. I do remember. Let's say it together. I love me. Come on. Put your backbone into it. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.